Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie, your host. And this program will be talking about immigrants because immigrant straight spouses have some very unique problems. Yes, immigrant straight spouses have very unique problems. And one of the reasons is because they hail from so many different countries all over the world. And I'm talking about our immigrant straight spouses who are living here in the United States, and specifically here in South Florida, because you are the ones who I have been talking to. And I know I'm from Jamaica, and I have a lot of Jamaican straight spouses, especially in my local churches. Some of them don't even know that they're straight spouses. And that is why it's so sad, because people in your community know your husband is gay and you don't have a clue, because sometimes people just have their head in the sand and they don't read, they don't pay attention, they are just locked in their little corner, in their little box, and they don't want to venture out. And even though you are in a new country with a new culture and everything is different, that doesn't mean you have to stay in your corner. You can venture out, read different kind of books. You know, you can watch different kind of movies, because some straight spouses did not know anything about gay men marrying straight women until this movie Brokeback Mountain came out. That's when the conversation started with some of them. That's when some of them have their eyes open. So, yeah, I am aware that we have many, many straight spouses, and some of them are still not aware of their situation. And this is why I want to bring the awareness so that some of them can get the help that they need, because, you know, people need people. And those of us who are stronger need to step up and help those who are not as strong as we are. One Chinese immigrant woman said that same-sex orientation in China was listed as a psychological illness until 2001, and gay men and lesbian women could be prosecuted or sent to mental institutions if they were discovered. So she chose to forgive her gay husband who deceived her, even though it is hard for her to forget the deception. We know that we have Chinese immigrants in our various communities, and naturally there may be Chinese straight spouses. It is believed that there are more than 16 million women in China who may be married to secret gay men or not so secret gay men. Just like in their home country, Chinese immigrant straight spouses may be silently suffering the consequences to sustain their marriages and the appearance of a stable marriage. Straight wives are both victims of social discrimination and stigma. Sometimes with dreams deferred, many stay shackled to their marriage. Some find escape when they discover their husband's sexual preferences, and sometimes this happens after many years in the marriage, living together in misery. In the meantime, some of these immigrant straight spouses also discovered that their husband, their gay husband's parents, are aware of their son's same-sex orientation. And they knew ahead of time, before the marriage, but kept quiet because they wanted their son to marry to bring respect to the family. In South Asia, for example, marriage is compulsory for social and religious reasons, and Asian immigrant men who are secretly gay from that region sometimes marry to satisfy the social norms of their culture, which reflects widespread gender discrimination and puts the interests of women below those of men. Many of these immigrant men who have sexual relations with other men do not even consider themselves as gay, nor are they labeled by others in that community as gay. In India, where same-sex orientation and homosexual activity is illegal and also is a social taboo, many men with same-sex orientation unfortunately get married to straight people instead of spending their lives with a same-sex partner. When these men migrate for arranged marriages or their bride migrates to be with them here, the result are very unhappy marriages with the straight spouses feeling trapped and isolated. In certain immigrant communities, marriages of convenience between consenting gay men and lesbian women are now seen as a less hurtful way of dealing with societal parental expectations. Especially in cultures where the son cannot assume head of the family and inherit or oversee family fortunes if he is unmarried. Here in the USA, where everything is more liberal, some immigrant parents are still ill-informed about same-sex orientation, and they often mistake it to be an illness and try to convince their children that marriage will cure them of their same-sex attraction. They couldn't be further from the truth. In countries such as Jamaica and other countries in the Caribbean, India, China, and Arab countries, there are no provisions in the law to get a divorce or have the marriage annulled on the grounds of your spouse's same-sex orientation. Even here in the USA, there are no laws for that. Some states even have no-fault divorce statutes, so you can't even mention in court that your husband is gay and having gay sex with your neighbor. However, in some countries, straight spouses have petitioned for annulment of their mixed orientation marriages on grounds of fraud and impotency of gay husbands. I applaud those sisters who were able to do that, because if you are married to a man who can't get an erection to have sexual relations with you, He is essentially impotent. You and I know he's not impotent, but it's just because you are not a man. But if he can't have an erection to have sexual relations with you, that means he's impotent. And if he knows he's gay and he has no need for you sexually, but he marries you under some pretense that he wants a wife, knowing he only needs to have a wife as a cover, that is fraud. So I applaud those sisters who were able to get their annulment based on those grounds. And I think that more women should consider doing that. Immigrants who meet their spouses online have to be careful, as brides have given up great careers to migrate to husbands and then find out later that they are gay. See, when you meet people online, you do not know who they are. There are so many things that can happen because you are in Russia, you are in India, you're in Jamaica, you're in Barbados, the Bahamas, whichever country you're in, and you're online trying to do this online dating thing, and you meet someone who seems nice, and after a period of time, they want to, you know, to get married, and they may come to your country to visit you a couple of times, and you like them, and your family likes them, and now you decide, okay, everything is working fine, so you decide to give up your career that you have in your home country to come here or go to their country to be their wife. And then when you go, you get married, and you find out later that you got married to a gay man. Because he doesn't want to have sexual relations with you. And now you're stuck in a relationship in a country where you have no family, no friends, and you feel totally isolated and totally alone. So I can understand that. But what I'm suggesting is, if you're listening to this and you're in a situation where you are thinking of marrying someone who is in a different country and you don't know their family and you don't know anything much about them, you just meet them online, I'm suggesting that you investigate a little. Try to get to know them a little better before you go into the marriage. Because there's this woman, she met her husband online, and it was kind of like an arranged marriage anyway. It was like an arranged marriage. So she got married, and she came here to live with her husband. She's a professional woman. She's a professional woman with a good job, and she's in a career that, you know, she makes good money. And she married this man, and then after she got married, and on the honeymoon, she realized that something's wrong because he was not interested in sexual relations. So she knew something was wrong, but she didn't think he was gay. That didn't, you know, she said that didn't cross her mind. But, you know, there's this movie called Brokeback Mountain. She watched that movie one day, and while she was watching the movie, it came to her that maybe her husband was like one of the men in the movie. So she watched the movie a few times, and then she really was convinced that he was like one of the men in the movie. So she started searching. She snooped around, and she found some stuff that told her that her husband was indeed gay. So now she understood why this fine-looking man, this professional man who makes a ton of money, has no need for her, this gorgeous woman with this amazing brain and this awesome career. Her husband has no use for her sexually. So now she understood. So she decided, you know, she gave it some serious thought and decided not to confront him. So she left him without confronting him. She left him. But she was able to leave because she had a good paying job and a satisfying career. Even though she didn't have any family or friends, she was financially able to move out and leave him and be on her own. But not many immigrant spouses can do that, because some of them come here and they can't find a job or they are not allowed to work, so they don't have financial resources like that woman was able to do. So they have to be, they get stuck in that marriage and they have to stay there. Now, like I said, many others cannot leave as they have no support system in place. But seriously, if you are an immigrant and you migrate for a marriage, how would your marriage and life change if you discover that your spouse wasn't straight? How would you feel if you know you gave up everything and you came here or went to some other country to be with a man or a woman and then you found out that they were gay? You know, one Indian woman, she unfortunately ended her life just one day before her fourth wedding anniversary because she was unable to bear the fact that her husband was gay and had no intention of ever being physical with her. There was no intimacy between them, no sex. And after 4 years, she got so despondent that she committed suicide. She wrote a suicide note saying her husband and in-laws had mentally and physically tortured her. See, the gay husband was not having sexual relations with his wife, and the custom for Indians is that you need to provide an heir, and because he's not having sexual relations with her, she could not get pregnant, and his family tortured her. They treated her real badly because she wasn't becoming pregnant, and they knew that he was gay, and so they knew he wasn't having sexual relations with her because he was having sexual relations with another man that everybody knew about because he was open about it. And his wife, when she spoke up about it, that's when she got abused by her husband, and the family, you know, turned on her, even though they know that she can't bear children for a man who's not having sexual relations with her. Now there are some laws about homosexuality. Homosexual relations are legally still a crime in my home country, Jamaica, and also in India, based on a long ago British era law. These laws criminalize carnal intercourse against the order of nature, quote unquote, and will throw people in jail who are caught having anal intercourse, whether male on male or male on female. Though convictions are extremely rare, it is enough to make many more gay men hide their orientation and even marry unsuspecting women. Immigrant women in these kind of relationships are marginalized and invisible, and the levers of violence they suffer sometimes go unnoticed. Unlike in their countries, there are crisis centers here, networks for straight spouses, and support groups of all sorts on and offline. But some of these immigrant straight spouses do not even know that help is available to them. What are some unique problems facing immigrant straight spouses? Now, as an immigrant, I have spoken to many immigrant straight spouses, and this is one of the reasons why I want to do this radio program, because there are immigrants all over the United States, all over the world, who are facing these problems. And I want to address them so that those who hear this program can get some understanding of what their situation is. So what are some unique problems facing immigrant straight spouses? There is a certain stigma associated with straight spouses in the immigrant community. Immigrants tend to fear what they do not understand. Straight spouses can lose their status and be avoided if it is perceived that they in some way made their husbands gay. That's crazily impossible, but it is truly how some straight spouses are treated. In the Afro-Caribbean diaspora communities in the USA, interviews with straight spouses demonstrated that straight spouse-related stigma usually manifests as social distancing, physical distancing, inappropriate words, and sometimes deafening silence. The psychological consequences of being a straight spouse for those identified or admitted to being straight spouses can range from emotional pain, sadness, loneliness, anger, frustration, to internalized stigma. The social consequences usually cause decreased social network size, limited social support, and social isolation, and results from not only enacted stigma, but also self-imposed social withdrawal. Sometimes even family members are brutal when a straight spouse leaves a relationship or marriage due to the same-sex behavior and lifestyle of their partners. Now, are there any other negative effects? Sure. Being a straight spouse is not merely a condition that impacts the physical health of those affected. It is a condition that has major social and psychological implications that are rooted in perceptions about what it means to have a gay spouse. Being gay in certain immigrant communities, in fact, is a highly stigmatized situation because it is often thought to be highly contrary to religious beliefs, often held in very high regard by immigrants. Having a gay spouse can be very severe and can result in irresponsible, volatile behavior considered by many to be norm-violating, as same-sex orientation and male same-sex promiscuity are frowned upon in many immigrant circles. In my Jamaican immigrant circle, same-sex orientation is frowned upon because my culture is basically a homophobic culture. Things are changing, and some people are becoming more aware and more tolerant. But my culture, my Jamaican culture, is basically a homophobic culture, and I can understand why immigrants who are straight spouses, Jamaican immigrants who are straight spouses, are reluctant to talk about it. I understand that dynamic. And so those who open up and confide in me, you know, the situation is treated with kid's gloves because you do not want to be the one to ever, ever out someone, because you never know what might happen to them based on what immigrant community they live in. Now, if a partner or spouse has been incarcerated in their country of origin or the United States, it creates a problem for the family economically as well as socially. Coming to America may have created many problems for some minority and immigrant spouses. Some come from countries used to particular traditions and a culture which is economically, politically, and socially, literally, oceans apart. The culture shock alone sometimes is just as difficult as anything else they may have to face. So if a partner or spouse has been incarcerated in their country of origin or here in the United States, it creates a problem for the family economically as well as socially. Now, this is when some women begin to fear becoming straight spouses because of the high incidence of MSM in prisons, that's male sex with male in prisons, and the fact that this behavior sometimes continues after release. Now, I was telling someone that if a man goes to prison and he did not have same-sex orientation, they cannot turn him gay. And someone else disagreed with me. I'm like, if your husband did not have same-sex orientation before he went to prison, they can't turn him gay. He might get raped, but that won't turn him gay. So, but a lot of women in the immigrant communities, you know, when their men get arrested and go to jail or go to prison, that is a fear that some of them have, that their men will be having sex with men in prison and they will come out and, you know, all the different things that they are imagining might happen. So yeah, that is a conversation in the immigrant community. So what are some of the situations immigrant street spouses may find themselves in?
This is a first step to really acknowledging the large number of immigrant street spouses in our communities and their need for help and any ongoing support.
Let's think about this let's talk about this for a little while. The lack of insurance or knowledge of the insurance system is a known hurdle for immigrant women. For some immigrant women, this makes it difficult for some to access proper health care for proper screenings for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Some straight spouses sometimes live in insulated communities that provide access to very little information about matters that affect them socially or otherwise. Some straight spouses have a variety of backgrounds and abilities, but are afraid to leave whatever security they have. They don't want to rock the boat, so to speak. They prefer to just suffer in silence, so they end up not getting the help that they really, really need. Some straight spouses may refuse medical care or hospitalization for fear of losing a job, their income, their children, their status in their church, or the wrath of their secret gay spouse who may want to keep medical problems secret in an attempt to safeguard their secrecy. Yeah, this happens because one woman told me once that her husband forbade her to go and get an HIV test. And I'm like, why did he do that? Because if she turns up positive, people might think he is positive and he does not want that. So I said, so you would rather not know if you're HIV positive? Because you suspect that he is having gay sex, right? And she said, yes. So you are going to be so afraid to go and get an HIV test because he forbids you to get an HIV test. And she said, I am afraid of my husband. So I referred her to a domestic violence shelter in our local area. And I hope she gets the help that she needs, because this is the reality of many immigrant straight spouses. They are not able to get the help that they need because their spouse is preventing them from getting the help that they need. Some of them can't. They will listen to me on the radio, but they are not able to call me. Or like one woman called me and she left a message and she told me the time that I can call her back, you know, between such and such an hour that I can call her back. And I misunderstood and I called her back and she pretended like I was a telemarketer calling her home. And right away I realized that her husband was home and she cannot talk. And I told her, call me when you can. And she has not called me back. So I'm afraid that her husband may have done something because he didn't believe she was talking to a telemarketer. So, you know, that's the problem that a lot of immigrant women face. They don't just have the straight spouse awareness issue to deal with. Now they know that they're in a relationship with a gay man, a secretly gay man. They also have domestic violence issues that they have to deal with. So they're getting beat up. Plus, they have to be living with somebody who is having secret gay sex. So the immigrant situation, you know, depending on who you are and where you are, the dynamics can be very tricky. So some straight spouses really are not getting the help that they need, and they feel like they're alone.
And that is one of the reasons why, through South Florida Connects, I am trying to reach out to our immigrant straight spouses. I want to reach out to everybody, but I want our immigrant straight spouses to realize that there is help available and you are not alone. There is help available for you, and whatever way you can reach out, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com. Or you can leave a message on our hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And we will get back to you in a manner which you suggest that we use to get to you, because we want you to get the information that you need, because we don't want you to feel like you're alone. We, you know, being an immigrant in a strange country is stressful enough in itself. So having, now you found out that you are married to someone who is having secret gay sex, you didn't know that you were going to migrate and find that this is your life. So now you know that. And now some of you are also being beaten up on a regular basis. So you are in a situation where you're between a rock and a hard place. But I want you to know that there is support waiting for you if you decide to reach out for that, okay? There is support waiting for you. Now, you know, some straight spouses who have a green card, you know, that's what they say when you have permanent residency status in the United States, they say you have a green card. They acquired it through a secret gay spouse. And they may be afraid to lose it and remain prey to secret gay spouses who take advantage of them. This happens. And some people may be waiting to get their status, you know, their residency status, and they found out that they are married to a secret gay person, so now what do they do? Do I keep quiet and get my residency, or do I talk about it and lose everything? So, you know, so a lot of people don't understand. But there are immigration lawyers who can help those people who find themselves between a rock and a hard place. There are immigration attorneys who can help you. And we have local attorneys in our local area who have helped people, because that your situation is an abusive situation. And there are laws that are set in place to help individuals like you who are in situations where you are being abused in one way or another. So there are immigration attorneys who can help you. Now, you don't have to depend on that person who's abusing you to get your residency. So, you know, call our hotline and leave a message if you are in that situation, or send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com, and we will be able to point you in the direction where you can get some assistance if you are in that situation. Now, you know, some straight spouses, like I said, some straight spouses have the green card, and they get it from their secret gay spouses. And so, they you know, many of these straight spouses are just, they were just cover for the gay spouse, for these men or women who will never disclose their same-sex attraction and their same-sex behavior. So, the straight spouse sometimes, are women who cannot find a job because of their immigrant status. Like I was saying before, they're waiting, they're in limbo, waiting for their immigration status to be upgraded. So they fall prey to these secret gay men because they are financially vulnerable and are often kept isolated from friends or family to help ensure that the secret is kept. Because sometimes they use the domestic violence and the abuse to keep you segregated, to keep you separated from your family or people who care about you. And you're not allowed to keep friends or, you know, anybody who might be able to inform you of what is going on. They may keep you away from those people so they cannot educate you. So you stay in the dark, and so they can continue to behave in the manner in which they have been behaving. Now, in some cases, women in these relationships, they don't insist on condom use. when their spouse refused to wear one for fear of abandonment and then domestic violence and abuse. And their lives are therefore at risk for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah, this is a sad situation because you suspect that your husband is having gay sex with other men. But you can't ask him to wear a condom because he'll beat you. Or he will not give you any money to spend, or he will punish you, or he will just abuse you in other ways, you know, whatever he feels like doing to you, because you're an immigrant and you don't have status. You can't go get a job because you don't have that green card that's so valuable. You know, you're waiting in limbo. And some of them are, they will take forever to file the documentation with the immigration authorities. So you take a longer time to get your status upgraded. So you are dependent on them a longer time. And, you know, the longer you are in situations like those, the easier it is for you to lose your self-esteem, to lose your confidence, you know, because you feel so beaten down, you feel so abused, and you might end up in depression. You know, so straight spouses face a number of different disadvantages. And or immigrants, the ones I'm talking about right now, are immigrant straight spouses. They are in, some of them find themselves in such a disadvantageous position. You know, it's so heartbreaking sometimes when you hear the stories. Now, why are straight spouses afraid of getting HIV tests? Why are some of these straight spouses afraid of getting an HIV test? Why? Some straight spouses are afraid, some immigrant straight spouses are afraid to be HIV tested because of the perceived stigma of the disease, and they don't want family or neighbors to find out about the test. You know, they may not be positive, but they still don't want, in certain immigrant circles, just getting the test is like you're advertising to everybody that you think you might be positive. So people don't want to get the test. Or those who do get the test don't want anyone to know that they're getting the test, because getting the test is perceived as if you know you're positive while you're getting the test. Because if you think you're negative, why do you need a test? You know, that's what I hear people say. And I'm like, what kind of reason is that? You know, so some straight spouses, they don't want anyone to know that you're getting the test because they might suspect that they might be positive when they are not. And sometimes a straight spouse suspects that the gay infidelity of the spouse, they suspect the gay spouse of gay infidelity, but is afraid to get tested, or requests that the secret gay spouse get tested due to fear of retribution. And the retribution can be financial abuse, it can be domestic abuse, you know, it can be any number of things. Some straight spouses have no local family to turn to, so they just suffer in silence. Some become infected. And it's a known fact that the immigrant women have a higher infection rate from heterosexual sex. Yes. Or immigrant women have a higher infection rate of HIV from heterosexual sex. And that is sad because they are getting infected by their husbands and their boyfriends. That's what's happening in the immigrant community. You know, if you look at the numbers from the CDC, the immigrant women, the numbers are higher than for other women. And especially if you look at those who become infected from heterosexual sex, they are the highest numbers. Some women who have left children or other family members in their home country, they are despondent and are in a constant state of crisis as they are worried about being able to make enough to send home. And because they are trying to earn money to send home for the care of their children and their loved ones back home, they are often prey to secret gay men who want to maintain a cover. Now, this happened to men too, because I got an email from a man who He fell in love with one of his church sisters, and he married her. And then he found out that she is a Saturday night lesbian. You know, she's all smooth during the week, and on the weekend, she hooks up with her girlfriends for lesbian sex. So he, you know, he found out, and he's an immigrant man. So it happens to both men and women, but it happens to women more than men. So I'm not trying to be biased or anything here, but this is the reality. The immigrant women, they suffer from this phenomenon more than the men, but it do happen to the men also. Now, you know, domestic violence. Let's talk a little about domestic violence. See, many women, many straight spouses, they fear rejection and are afraid to be tested because of the fear of being positive and getting deported. Even though that is not such a possibility anymore, they still have that fear. Because of cultural issues, women are afraid to tell anyone about any problems they might have and create situations which could have been avoided or helped. I know women who, they go to the doctor and they leave, and there are certain things that they're supposed to say to the doctor and they didn't say to the doctor. You ask them, why didn't you tell the doctor? They are afraid that if they tell the doctor is going to have to report it. And when the doctor reports it, they don't know who's going to come to the house. And, you know, they don't want to cause any trouble, and they're going to, you know. So immigrant women have so many issues that they have to face. Now it's compounded with this straight spouse issue, you know. For instance, women are afraid of HIV transmission. Yeah, they may be afraid to ask their spouse, their secret gay spouse, to use condoms. One woman said, if I insist that he uses a condom on the rare occasions that he decides to touch me, he may feel that I am cheating, and I cannot afford for him to think that. Never mind the fact that she already suspects that he's having unprotected sex with anonymous men. You know, that is one of the things, that is one of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. Because we need to educate those people who are not educated in these matters. Straight spouse awareness is a serious matter. And it's, even though it's not taken as serious as it should, as seriously as it should by the powers that be, it is a serious matter, just as serious as domestic violence and abuse. And I know that it's going to get to the point where this is going to be part of the curriculum. This is going to be part of the health education in schools, in the clinics, you know, all over the country. I know it's going to get to that point, because we cannot continue to put our head in the sand and not pay attention to what is happening to our men and women who are find themselves in these relationships and these marriages. You know, whether an immigrant straight spouse is in a loving relationship or care about someone, or if they are just being used as a secret gay man's cover, fear is often the basis of their decision making. Lack of economic stability sometimes leads to exploitation on so many levels. Women already fear rejection, and they are afraid to be tested because of the fear of being positive and getting deported. But there are so many other things that has to be considered, you know, when you look at the dynamics of immigrant straight spouses. So education is very important. Now, one question that someone asked me once was, how does domestic violence impact straight spouses? And that's a very good question, because domestic violence is sometimes a big problem for immigrant straight spouses. For many undocumented immigrant straight spouses, the threat of being deported is the thing they fear the most. See, they fear being deported more than getting HIV from their gay husband. I don't understand that, but for many of them, that fear is the biggest thing that they have to deal with. So, the thought of having to return to their countries without status is terrifying to so many of them. They are often unaware of their rights as immigrants and think they have no options. So, condom use is still stigmatized in many parts of the immigrant community. Many people are often too embarrassed to buy condoms from shops and even to use them with their partners. Surprisingly, some women still wonder what a guy's been up to if he wants to use one. If a man wants to use a condom, some women assume something must be wrong. Some men will beat their woman if they ask them to use a condom, implying that they are being disrespected and accused of unfaithfulness. Even some men who are secretly gay and practicing same-sex orientation, meeting up with anonymous men for sex from Craigslist and for Adam and all those other gay hookup sites, they will beat the daylight out of their wives if they ask them to use a condom on the rare occasion when they want to have sexual relationships with them. So many of these straight spouses remain in abusive relationships with the secret gay partners. See, immigrant straight spouses have a whole set of problems that other straight spouses sometimes do not. Now, the dialogue has to expand to make sure that all straight spouses are equally protected and feel that their life is just as valuable as the next person's. Now, I always, you know, when a straight spouse tell me that, you know, imply or suggest or infer that they are being abused in a physical way, I always give them the number for our local shelter or one of our local domestic violence shelters. But if you believe that you are in an abusive situation as a straight spouse and you need help to find a safe place to be, give us a call at 954-983-9751. Leave a message with us. If you don't want to call 911, if you're afraid to call 911, you call that number and we will give you the information to a local shelter, because there are shelters all over the country, depending on where you are. You know, we'll give you the information for a local shelter so you can call them and get information how you can get help and get to a safe place. Now, what are some things that can be done to help empower straight spouses? And I'm talking about our immigrant straight spouses. Number one, to ensure healthy straight spouses, children, and healthy families, South Florida Connects has taken into consideration the context of empowering our immigrant straight spouses to become leaders in their families and in their communities. We spend a lot of time and resources helping to empower straight spouses as reclaiming their voice, dignity, and respect is a healing and transformative process for immigrant women who find themselves living with a secretly gay spouse. Immigrant straight spouses need to know that some of the same resources that are available to everyone else are also available to them, regardless of their immigrant status. You don't have to accept abuse, and you definitely don't have to risk contracting a sexually transmitted disease. You also may have options about whether you want to stay in a loveless, sexually deficient, and emotionally abusive marriage. Number two, providers can be a vehicle to allow the process to unfold and can be part of the journey that reshapes their lives, leading to a hopeful and productive future. When immigrant straight spouses feel and own their empowerment, they are able to live more fulfilling lives and value their contribution to being in this country, as opposed to feeling that they do not have a voice. Additional supportive services are needed, such as mental health support, nutrition counseling and support, drug and substance abuse services, English as a second language classes, domestic violence programs, and other emergency assistance that an immigrant straight spouse, based with their specific cultural awareness in mind. Now, this is a mouthful, but there is a lot that is needed, and because we have broad-based services in different communities, but some of the services are not geared towards some specific immigrant groups, like our straight spouses. So it would be good if we have services in place, like we have service for domestic violence and abuse victims. We can have service in place for straight spouses. So you know, if you're a straight spouse, you go to this agency to get the help that you need. You call this number to get the help that you need. And I'm talking about help from governmental agencies that are in place to support those different sectors of the community. And I'm specifically speaking about straight spouses. And we have to think about the different cultural, the different cultural aspects of it, because straight spouses from one country may have a different view about their mixed orientation marriage, while straight spouses from a different culture may have a different view of their mixed orientation marriage. So when we provide these services, we have to think about the cultural awareness of each straight spouse. Now, educational forums to address the issue affecting immigrant straight spouses are also needed, including linkages to awareness programs in the different immigrant communities. Some immigrants still don't know where they could go to get a free HIV test. Okay, if you are an immigrant living in the USA and you need to have an HIV test or any STD test, I want you to text your zip code. That's your zip code. Text it to 566-948. That's 566-948. Send a text with your zip code to that number, and you will receive a reply text with the name and telephone number of a testing facility near you, so you can call and make an appointment to go get an HIV test. And don't be afraid, because these places, they do other medical stuff. So nobody will know that you're just going for an HIV test. You could be going to see a doctor. Nobody will know. So don't be afraid to arrange to get an HIV test. And some places will allow you to test anonymously, so you don't even have to use your name. And for those of you who have access to the internet, because if you're listening to me right now, maybe you do have access, you could go to www.hivtest.org. That's hivtest.org, and you will still be able to get the name and location of a facility in your zip code, in your neighborhood near you, where you can go and get an HIV test. We also need cross-cultural studies of the impact of intimate partner violence among immigrant straight spouses. Because this should also be undertaken, because there is a need for this. Now, partnerships between providers and the community-based programs that serve immigrants should also be strengthened. I am for campaigns raising awareness among immigrant women of their risk of HIV infection due to the risky same-sex behaviors of their spouses. And this should include our collaboration with the various immigrant communities to develop these campaigns that would be very, very beneficial for our straight spouses. Now, because some women don't believe that they are at risk for HIV because they are married, because they don't have any idea that their husbands are involved in same-sex activities. So they think that they are safe, and HIV is not anything that they should be concerned about. They don't even want to learn about it. So, you know, education and awareness would bring, you know, would bring this into the forefront so that these immigrant women realize that they are at risk just like the rest of the population. Here at South Florida Connects, we try to provide general information, and it's hard to give specific information like this because we are not counselors. We are peer support specialists. So we want people to reach out to us with questions on our hotline at 954-983-9751 or through our email at sfconnects@gmail.com, because whatever way you reach out for support, you know, as long as you are reaching out, don't just sit and do nothing, because your situation is not hopeless, because you are not alone. Your situation is not hopeless. It may feel like that sometimes, but it is not hopeless. There is help available for you, but you have to reach out. And you can also go to our website at southfloridaconnects.com to get more information. And I must say that as an immigrant, this is really dear to my heart, because I started providing straight spouse peer support because of what I found out in my immigrant circles. Because as an immigrant woman, it happened to me. So I made me aware that if it can happen to me, it may be happening to other immigrants. And I did my research, and I found out that it is happening so much more than I ever imagined, because I thought it just happened to me alone. But through awareness, I have become informed. And so I want my straight spouses, my immigrant straight spouses, to realize that you are not alone in this. And even though you may feel like everything is going against you, you can get out of this, and you can get your self-esteem back. You can get your sexual esteem back. You can get your confidence back. Whatever has been taken away from you through this process, you can get it back, and you can become a stronger person than you are right now, a stronger person than you ever imagined that you could be. So I just want you to know that you are not alone, and there is support available, because there are other people who understand exactly what you're going through and want to help you along your journey so that you can become a more improved, a better you. Because being a straight spouse is just something that happened to you, but it's not what defines you. It's not who you are. So reach out for help so that you can get support, so you can move through your healing, so that you can go towards your recovery and feel much better about yourself and your situation. I feel blessed to be able to assist in this small way toward our immigrant straight spouses' journey to wholeness and recovery. Ephesians 6, verse 12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Go with God, my straight spouse brothers and sisters. God be with you.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world better thing if you can. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world better thing if you can. There is a time out of your busy day to give encouragement to someone.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice.
We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Straight Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
And maybe